USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The police chief of El Paso, Texas, talking about a mass shooting at a Walmart.
The situation, needless to say, is a horrific one.
The governor says at least 20 people have been killed and 26 are injured. The suspect is in custody. A massive response was sent to the busy mall area. The Walmart shares a large parking lot with the Cielo Vista Mall, which has more than 140 stores. Back-to-school shoppers ran for cover as word of the shooting spread quickly. Presidential candidate and El Paso native Beto O'Rourke was choked up as he spoke, saying he's canceling events and heading home.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this. but I'll tell you, El Paso is the strongest place in the world.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump has threatened to impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods and services. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump announcing this week he plans to impose new tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese imports starting September 1st. Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan believes
the president was right to take on China, as has now recently been proven again. China doesn't keep his word, or their word. China cheats when it comes to trade, and we have to take them on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Elijah Cummings is inviting President Trump to Baltimore after the president tweeted disparaging comments about the congressman and the city.
I do not have time for people who want to trash our city.
He had a clear message for the president, even though he didn't mention him by name.
Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There were more civilian casualties in Afghanistan in the month of July than in any single month since 2017. That's according to the UN mission, which cites preliminary findings indicating more than 1,500 civilians were killed or wounded, mainly due to a spike in casualties from insurgent attacks. It said more than 50% of the casualties were caused by bombings. The Taliban keeping up a steady tempo of attacks, despite holding rounds and rounds of peace talks with the United States. The two sides appear to be closing in on an agreement in which U.S. forces would withdraw a sizable number of troops in exchange for guarantees that Afghanistan would not become a haven for terrorist groups again. There's a new warning from the CDC for dog owners, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Federal health officials have warned dog owners nationwide about a salmonella risk associated with pig ear treats. The salmonella has been found in 33 states, and it's hospitalized more than two dozen humans who handled the treats. Nearly 130 cases have been reported. Investigators said the contaminated pig ear treats came from multiple suppliers. If you have a pig ear treat, don't touch it directly, but throw it away.
And the man believed to be America's oldest mayor, Boonville, Kentucky Mayor Charles Long, has died at 99. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.